bringing Pete Walker, the man who's going to clarify it, yes, it all for us. He is the pitching coach of the Toronto Blue Jays. So, Pete, I'm just going to turn it over to you. What the hell happens here?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for having me on. You're right. We have a few guys coming back at some point. You know, I was actually fortunate that Jay Happ, I think the media found out that he was in the clubhouse last night, and he ended up throwing aside for us and looked real good. So, you know, we'll make an official announcement today. Let Gibby do that. But, you know, there's a chance he could be out there. But we'll obviously see how he feels today after the side session he threw yesterday, which is actually very good. You know, Liriano threw a rehab start yesterday and was outstanding. Talked to Bob Stanley in AAA, and the stuff was very good. He was pitching at 92, 93, and, you know, the slider was sharp again. So, you know, he's feeling good. He's going to be coming back here soon. So we have some discussions today at the field when I get there and kind of continue to sort it out. You know, Aaron Sanchez is a little farther off because of, you know, we're going to let that blister situation totally subside, and you know, hopefully we'll put that behind us when he's back in the mud again.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, this is, you know, something we haven't talked about, but you touched on it. With that blister situation, that's a pretty good time to have Jay Happ and Francisco Liriano possibly returning, yeah, and being healthy. You know, I somebody actually asked me a question via email, and I want to ask this because we mentioned guys throwing a side session, guys throwing a bullpen session all the time. And this person wanted, sure, to know, said, ask Pete what he looks for when he watches a guy's side session, which seems like a pretty good question to me. So what do you're watching Jay Happ yesterday. What are you looking, yeah, for?
Yeah, you know, I've seen him throw so many times from that setting. You know, I have a good feel for his pitches, you know, how the ball comes out, the arm action, the delivery itself, the smoothness of the arm, and I saw all that yesterday. So, you know, and even just playing catch, you know, watching him play, the fluidity of the delivery, the fluidity of the arm, you know, and of course the action on the pitches, you know, and standing right behind him, watching the action as it approaches home plate. I get a good feel of where those guys are at. And I saw, you know, good sink on his fastball yesterday. You know, the secondary stuff was actually very good. And, you know, those are the things I look for in sides, obviously. The same thing with Liriano. You know, when he was going through his little bit of a phase where he was struggling and obviously wasn't feeling that great, his stuff wasn't quite the same. You know, the sharpness of the breaking ball, the location, the action on the fastball, and obviously the command. So, you know, those are all things that pitching coaches should be looking for, I think, and certainly I do. But, you know, that's basically the extent of it.
Petey, how much goes into what they say? You know, if I were hurt and a guy watched me hit and I was hitting the ball somewhere okay, and he would come and ask me, I'm going to say 100% I'm ready to go. How much goes into, you know, because, you know, those are veteran guys, and it's very, you know, I'm sure they want to get, yeah, back on the mound as soon as possible. Sure. How hard is it for you? This is a better question. How hard is it for you to separate what they say from what you're seeing?
Yeah, it's a combination. I mean, obviously, there's some trust there as well. I mean, they've been around. They know what their bodies are, you know, have done in the past and what they need to feel like in order to be successful. So, you know, but when all said and done, it does come down to our decision and our opinion on where they are. And how they're feeling, and how the ball's coming out. And we don't want to put them out there before they're ready, and we want to make sure that they're in a competitive state. And, you know, that's what I'm sure we'll do with Jay Happ and Francisco.
Now, at some point, at least, it appears as if with Francisco starting yesterday, the same day that Joe Biagini started, that, you know, he would be in line to possibly come back and take that start. I know, you, as you say, you've got some discussions you're going to have today when you get to the clubhouse. But, you know, would it be hard? I'll ask this in kind of a roundabout way because I know that there's only so much you can say, but would it be hard to go to Joe Biagini after what he's done and say, hey, you know what? We'd like you to go back to the bullpen.
Hey, you know, he certainly has fit in well in that rotation, and, you know, he's made a nice transition to it. And, you know, the one thing when you look at Joe this year, you know, it's not ideal to go back and forth for anybody, you know, relieving. I mean, it's not easy. But, you know, we'll just have to weigh that when the time comes. Obviously, you know, Aaron Sanchez will be back at some point. And we have, you know, between Sanchez and Estrada and Stroman, Liriano and Happ, you know, those are five quality major league starters, you know, and you know, a decision will have to be made. But Joe, you know, certainly deserves to be in the rotation. I think yesterday showed it. He could throw 95 pitches and be effective. So moving forward, that's all great stuff. And I think he's realizing that he can do it at this level, and we certainly feel that way. But, you know, he did start a little bit in spring training and had an easy transition back to the bullpen for the season. So I don't think it's something that he can't do, but we'll continue to discuss it, monitor it, and make the right decision when the time comes.
Now, Petey, tell me a little bit more about Joe, how it's been between everything else. You know, the pitching, he's really good at that. He's got a really electric fastball. He locates it. The changeup's mm-hmm. been really good for him. The Uncle Charlie, the up and down kind of thing, that's been good. The cutter's been good.
Yeah.
How about the stuff like, you know, I was mentioning to Jeff, you watched yesterday, like the fielding the ground balls, you have to do a lot of that when you're coming out of the pen. But now as a starter, you're going to get more involved in throwing balls to second. Yeah. Now he's trying to figure out what his out pitch is. How is he is he figuring those things out? And how hard is it to do that at the big league level?
Yeah, he's doing a great job of that stuff. I know, you know, he's had some we call them PFPs, pitcher fundamental plays, and you know, he's a big body. So, you know, nothing's ever real easy for him as far as fielding his positions. He's a big guy. But, you know, he does a nice job. And being out there for more than one or two innings, certainly going to run into, you know, fielding a position, moving off the mound, fielding bunts, all those kind of things, controlling the running game a little bit more. So there's certainly some things we can get better at. And as far as his stuff, you know, his secondary stuff, I think he's utilized it more in the starting role. He's used that changeup quite a bit, which is a real effective pitch. I mean, I don't think anybody's squared it up yet. So that's a great thing. He doesn't have to rely on the sheer power of that, you know, power two-seamer and cutter. He can change speeds. He can mix in his curveball. He commands all his pitches very well. So he does the things that you want your starters to be able to do. So moving forward, again, he's a guy that can definitely – I feel he can definitely start in the major leagues and be successful. So, you know, it's also the transition of getting him in shape, getting him in starter shape, and having a little bit more endurance out there. And that's something, he'll have to continue to improve.
Pete, I want to shift focus a little bit to the bullpen, in particular Ryan Tepera, who's been, he's got a 19-inning scoreless run right now. Hopefully I didn't jinx him. Ross Atkins was on with Stephen Brunt and myself last week, and he was talking about how you and Dane Johnson in particular had a conversation with Ross, and you talked about how you were convinced he, being Ryan Tepera, had the, quote, heartbeat to do this job. Can you – and I know from talking to you that you've been a guy, you've liked Ryan Tepera for a while. Can you just tell me what you saw in Ryan Tepera, and – Is this the way Ryan Tepera can be? Or, you know, are you concerned at all that this just might be, I want to say a mirage. That's not fair, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You know, transitioning in the major league is not easy, and especially when you're up and down AAA to the big leagues, and you're never really getting comfortable. You're still trying to earn the respect from your teammates and to be a guy that is going to be relied upon to pitch in big innings. And Ryan obviously has been up and down the last couple of years, and going into the season, I really felt, I know Dane felt the same way, and I can't say the front office staff didn't, they did as well, but we certainly felt like he was ready to make that next step and to be an integral part of that bullpen and pitch big innings. And, you know, watching his stuff, he's got a 95 mile an hour moving fastball that sinks when he throws his two-seamer. He's got a tremendous cutter, and he can make that cutter bigger into a little bit more of a slider at times, which is a tremendous swing and miss pitch. And he's commanding the fastball. And I just saw a different guy this spring. I saw confidence was very high, a guy that felt like he deserved to be pitching in the big leagues and wanted the ball. And I think it's sometimes a matter of really getting that opportunity and knowing that you can fail once or twice and not get sent out. And I think, you know, when you have a little bit of room for error, you become a better player at this level, and that goes for any, not just pitchers, position players. You feel like you can go through a little bit of a struggle and not be sent out. I think that makes pitchers in particular much more effective at this level. And Ryan fits that bill. He's been great for us. He's pounding the strike zone, getting ahead of hitters, and doing everything that he should do to pitch in those high leverage situations.
Roberto Osuna quietly has 9 saves. Petey, tell me how he's grown as a closer.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's, you know, he went through his struggles physically again, spring training, and kind of carried into the season a little bit. But he just when he starts commanding his fastball again, which he's been doing a lot better job of lately. He's tough to square up. You know, he locates his four seam fastball. A ball jumps out of his hand. He's got a quick arm action. His breaking stuff is very good right now. And you know, he's just he believes he's going to get you out, and you can feel it when he steps on the mound. So even when if he goes through a tough outing, you know he's going to bounce back. He's got that closer mentality. Nothing rattles him. Nothing fazes him. And he certainly wants the ball in the biggest situations, which, you know, not every pitcher does. Not every reliever does. And, you know, they might say it, but, you know, he's one of those guys that truly believes it and wants the ball to close out a ball game.